4 BWA. Could I get a quick radio check from somebody, please?
KN4 VWA, this is KO4 ULP. Steve, you are sounding good.
Well, thank you, Alexander.
Great.
Good. Well, good. Alright, well, hey, I hadn't heard from you guys. I still got those boards over there.
Great, well, I'll still have to figure out a time with my dad for us to, meet up, and, you know, I still have to meet up with the other operator to get the HF figured out, and, hopefully sometime soon we'll get this pulled off, hopefully.
So, do you have an HF rig now?
I shouldn't say hopefully. We probably will be able to meet up sometime. Yes, I do have an HF rig now. I have a classic 10-tech, and, I have my antenna up, and, I just, could transmit, but I couldn't receive.
Okay, well, you about to get it all figured out.
I have AA1RD, we're going to think about maybe reaching out to him and see if he might be able to come over tomorrow or maybe some other time this week, I don't know.
Sounds good. All right. Well, it's probably getting up towards your bedtime, ain't it?
About an hour away.
Huh. Well, that's good. I hadn't heard you on there during the day lately.
Normally don't come on during the day. Normally about 6 o'clock, somewhere around there. I have some time, you know. Normally my cousin's doing homework and, you know, I'm done school. And that's normally when I can, you know, just quiet time in the evening where there's nothing else better to do. And then that's normally when I get on. The only problem is there's not many other people that are on at that time. So you are actually my first contact tonight, and I've had my radio on for an hour, or maybe even possibly two.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm your first contact today, but I probably won't be your last. Are you going to try to check into the net tonight?
I think so. I don't think my mom will let me stay up till then, but I don't know. Probably not, though.
Let me tell you what. Every night, you do have to do good close-order inspection of the inside of your eyelids.
I'm not quite sure I understand.
The only way that you can check your eyelids is from the inside out, and you got to close your eyes to do it.
Now I get what you mean. All right, anything else you got in store?
Hopping in there that time. Repeat what you said?
I guess the only way to do that is to close my eyes and, I guess, sleep.
Right, that's right. Well, I guess I'll cruise on down the road here. And it's dark and it's nasty out tonight. I just watched a big old jet aircraft, a jet airliner, pop down out of the clouds, and just like he just appeared in the middle of the sky all of a sudden. The clouds are so thick. And he's headed in for a landing over at the jetport. So, it's a nasty night out there. Perfect night to go ahead and hit the sack early and take it easy. So I'll let you go, bud. Maybe you can grab a couple more contacts. We don't want to hog up the air. So, 73, KN4 VWA. I'm clear after your final.
This is KO4 ULP, and I'm clear.
This is KO4 NUE Mobile.
Hello there, big guy. KN4 BWA.
What's going on, boss man? I'm just headed toward the whole QTH and almost home. Been a long day.
About it. Tell me about it. I gotta head out early in the morning. And I'm headed down to get some fuel. And then I'm gonna head on back to the barn. I tell you what, there's a wide range of prices on fuel out there. I filled up this morning. for $3.13 on the way to Hampton. And on the way home, my wife said the cheapest she could find was $3.29.
Yeah, I was talking to Patrick about that a couple hours ago, actually. We've got a fuel pod here there at the farm, and I'll go fill it up when, you know, prices are low, and then we'll pull out of that when the prices go up. But I'm about at the bottom of my reserve, so I hate to say it, but I'm gonna have to start paying. I'm gonna have to start paying full price.
Tell you what, you and I are in the same boat, brother. $3.89 for diesel? Ooh, that hurts.
I think it's 8 or 9 years ago. It's been a while. I remember the most I've ever paid for a gallon of diesel fuel was $4.20 something a gallon. And I think that was in South Bend, Indiana.
Remember when fuel took those spikes? Well, we won't even go into why, but it's some of the same shenanigans that's going on today.
All right, bud. Well, I'm just about at my QTH, so I am going to have to say 73, and I'll talk to you in a little bit, or tomorrow, on the net. That's KO4NUE. I'll be clear.
Brother, talk to you tomorrow, and just be safe out there. Don't run over anybody. Don't do like I do and just push them. Oh, you see. Tell you what, it ain't going to be long. Something's going to have to give. So, 73, K and 4, VWA. I'm clear.